Well, actually, yes, she did dress me. Thanks for asking, though. And hello from the great white north, eh? From Canada. No, it's Alaska. We're next to Canada. Next to. It's all right. It's all the same. It's all white and snowy. Anyway, I do want to say that we're having some technical difficulties with the chat rooms. It's live. It happens. But we're working on it, so we'll get that up running in soon. So I'm actually out cruising right now in my USS imagination boat, because I'm not really in a boat. Oh, anyway, I'm going to actually be looking for some researchers here. And Shannon, I got someone over here that wants to talk to you. Hold on here. Shannon. Hey, you got a suit on.
How you doing?
Hey, Shannon, nice. We look like a couple of Oompa Loompas. That's nice. Nice.
Got to have your Mustang suit on.
You got to have your Mustang suit on. Everyone, this is Dr. Shannon Atkinson.
Hello.
She is the science director here at the Alaska Sea Life Center. And Shannon, can you tell us, what do you do here at the Sea Life Center?
I serve as a science director, and that means that I help the Sea Life Center decide what species we're going to study and what about those species we're going to study. Why should we do research at all here?
Okay, nice. Very good, very good. And your background, if we've got people out there in cyberland that, you know, want to do something with, you know, sea mammals or something like that, you know, what is your background?
My background is that I enjoyed doing science in school. I enjoyed a little bit of math. And so I went on after school. I got a bachelor's and a master's degree in animal science and then a PhD in veterinary studies. So the main thing is to stay in school, take the classes, even if you don't like them, like math, and do well. And do what your parents say.
It's true. It's true. Anyway, you were in school a long time, weren't you?
A long time. About 10 years after high school.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good. It's very nice to have you on the inflatable boat here.
And can I tell you a little bit about some of the species that we study here?
Please.
Yeah. We've got stellar sea lions that we study here. We have harbor seals, and we have eiders. Those are Arctic sea ducks, and we have two species of those. And we're starting a sea otter program. Well, all these species have one thing in common, and that is that most of them are declining up here. And so when these populations start declining, we start wondering why, and it causes us great concern.
Now declining. I've often heard that the stellar sea lion population up here is declining, too, like our guy Woody here behind us. What's happening with that? Do you know, can you tell us a little bit about the decline?
Well, right now in the western stock, they are listed as endangered, and what that means is that there is some threat of extinction. There used to be about 300,000 of these animals out there, and now we've only got 33,000 was the estimate of last year. So the populations have gone way down.
Wow.
There's not a single cause that we can really attribute it all to, but it seems like many things are changing up here, and that's a lot of what we study is, why do things change? Is it good? Is it bad?
Interesting, interesting.
Why should we care?
Right, exactly. So why should I care? So stellar sea lions are disappearing. Why should I care?
Well, I think most of us feel that the Earth is a healthier place when there are lots of different species on it. And if you watch a lot of species become endangered and some of them go extinct, you have to wonder if the Earth isn't changing for the worse. And so I think most Americans like to know that there's wildness out there. There's wildlife, there are wild places, and we're fortunate enough to live in one of those.
Well, good. Can you do an impression of a stellar sea lion? That's very good. It sounded like that this morning, actually. That's awesome. No, that's good. Well, awesome. Well, and, you know, can you tell me, what is the favorite part of your job? You've got to do a lot of neat things. I mean, what's the best part?
We do. The best part of my job is when I get to sit out on a little island in the Aleutian Islands, and I get to sit and watch these animals and see the little orchids and lilies coming up through the mud and look over and see a little blue fox go running by. And I actually get to think about why these species are failing to adapt to this change. And what's going on? Why these animals are actually dying? So it's a really fascinating part of my job. I get to be in cool places. I get to see neat things.
Yeah,
and that's fun.
Nice. Now, aside from all the cool stuff, there's got to be the weird part of your job, like the gross part, yucky stuff. Do you have any good stories?
Any gross stories?
What's a gross part of your
job? You want a really gross one?
I want gross.
Well, a lot of times we actually work with poop. And poop can be kind of gross stuff, frankly. Now, we try not to get it all over us.
I hope, yeah.
But you have to collect it, and there's a lot of information in poop. I can tell you, by looking at Woody's poop, what he ate a day or so ago.
That's a lot of poop.
It is actually a lot of poop. But there's a lot of information there, and so we bring poop into the lab and we analyze it for all kinds of things, and it gives us good insight into these animals and what's going on with them and what's going right and what might not be going right.
Wow, what a cool job.
Yeah, it is a
pretty
cool
Shannon,
job.
Well, Shannon, I'd like to thank you for coming aboard the USS Knowledge.
we've renamed it, have we?
Yes, we have. Oh, wait, I'm not steering. That's okay. That's okay. Hold on. Let me just slow the boat down, and we'll have you disembark.
Okay.
Be careful.
Ahoy, mateys.
All right, off she goes. Well, I'm going to keep on my magical journey, and I'm going to just keep motoring along looking for another researcher friend.